Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Showers. Good afternoon. I am so glad that you've joined us on today. It is just it's a pleasure to have you with us. It is Monday, and this is Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, and I'm your host. I'm Jackie Showers, and I'm just so glad that you have come to be with us on today. It is definitely going to be a great day. The weather here is pretty good in the Big D in Detroit, Michigan. And so we're just so excited about all that's happening and all that's going on. We know that today is Columbus Day. And as we are celebrating Columbus Day, the discovery of America, Christopher Columbus, who sailed the oceans blue. And so we're just thanking God for being able to celebrate another Columbus Day. And we're thanking God that each and every one of you, that you are here with us at this time. So I'm just really glad to know that you're able to be with us at this time and you're here with us. And it's just really a pleasure to know that you remember to come back a week later. This past week has been an awesome week. We were doing 11:59, a minute to midnight marketplace prayer boot camp. We kick that off in the first full week of every month. So mark your calendars, because November 2nd through the 8th, we will be doing it again. So you want to make sure that you join us. You want to make sure that you'll be a part of that. But you can go to our website, www.jackieshowers.com, as well as themeplace.org, and you'll be able to download all six of the nights that we were doing it this past week. We had some technical difficulties one night sort of got garbledy-gooped up, and we weren't able to post that. But you will be able to get all six nights of it, and I'm telling you, you will be blessed. Our topic has been Wisdom Wins, the whole series, so you want to make sure that you take advantage of it, and that you're able to just tap into it. So, but everything is going great. I want to also say, these things that are falling. I want to also say that we are still offering our special discount, a 50% discount on all of our coaching packages. So you want to get to our website, www.themeplace.org, and take advantage of those, as well as you want to go to our website just to subscribe, and make sure that you subscribe so you can keep abreast of all that we are doing and every place that we are going. But all is good and all is well, and everything is going absolutely wonderful and absolutely great. And I'm just so excited that you are here with us once again as our listening audience. We are looking to do great things. We are looking to go to that next level. And I'm telling you, it is just really amazing what's happening. You want to make sure that you look out. We're coming out with our new books, I Decided, From Revolution to Execution, as well as we're looking to come out with our prayers for success, meditations for marketplace influencers. So just a number of things that we are doing, that we want to make sure that you are part of what we are doing. And all is good and all is well. And as I said, we're just glad that you're with us on today, and knowing that there's great things for us. And as I said, as we began to look at today, and I woke up and I realized that it was Columbus Day, and sometimes my days just roll over into other days, and sometimes I just forget what day it is. But this is Columbus Day, and one of the things that came to mind was that in the process of Columbus discovering America, he had a big assignment ahead of him when he took on it. It was an enormous assignment. And I began to just think about that, and I began to say, you know what, big is not bad, but you have to brave the unknown. You have to be willing to chart a course that you may not have charted before in order for you to get to that place where you've been asking God to take you, or the place where you know that you want to be, and you know that there's just a wealth of information for you. So you want to make sure that you get there. You want to make sure that you tap into it. You want to make sure that you're not afraid. And I think one of our biggest challenges in life is when we are afraid. I do want to say, if you have a question, all you have to do is hit number one, and it'll take you and it'll take you through the whole process. If you have a question, just hit one, and we'll be able to take your questions from the listening audience. So again, I just want to reiterate, if you have a question, hit one. I know that that sometimes I forget to say it, but I want to make sure that I say it. But back to what I was talking about in reference to being to big is not bad, and just braving the unknown. I think one of the things that happens to us is that as we are looking at situations and we're looking at assignments that we have been given, whether they've been given to you by a man or they've been given to you by God, we often get caught up in the enormity of the assignment, and in getting caught up in the enormity of the assignment, we're not willing to go into uncharted territory, and we're not willing to release the familiar for the unfamiliar in order for us to be able to dig deep and to go to that next place. But I do believe with all of my heart that as you begin to move forward and as you begin to do everything that's required of you, you will begin to move out of that place of fear and into a place of bravery. As I was looking at Christopher Columbus, and I just thought about, well, you know, what lessons does he have for us, you know, in this time, in order for us to be willing to embrace the enormity of the assignment, to be explorers, so to speak. And I do believe that each of us in our own right, that we are explorers. We're on a journey called life. We are strangers. We are pilgrims in this journey, just like the first pilgrims that came to America. We are pilgrims. It's an uncharted territory for us. Every day really is an uncharted territory for you as you begin to move forward and as you begin to embrace the unknown and as you begin to embrace exactly what God has for you. I do believe that these are all a part of getting to the place where you need to be. But you know, I do believe that as you are looking at it, you always have to realize the assignment may be big, but you still have to brave it, because in the process of having the assignment, it's always because in this particular generation that you were born in, this particular dispensation, that you have a particular need to meet and you have a particular purpose to meet. And the more sensitive you are to this need, the more it won't let you rest as it makes a demand on your potential. And so when you know that there is a pulling on you to do something, it is hard to walk away from it. It is hard to say, I'm not going to do it, because your generation is not about you, but it's beyond you. And when you can get past yourself, you can get past a lot of the fear and the confidence and that bravery that you need in order for you to tackle this assignment. You will get that bravery, and you'll be able to say, you know what, I thought I could not do this, but I know that I can do this. And in the process of my knowing that I can do this, I am going to be able to do it. Because you move beyond yourself, you stop thinking about yourself, you stop thinking about your limitations, and you begin to rely on God's illimitable power in order to equip you to do the assignment that's before you. And so, yes, the potential is there. And whenever it's there, it's going to pull on you. It's going to gnaw at you until you really say surrender. And it's better to say surrender than not to surrender to the assignment that you have. It's better to go ahead, get it done,
Get over the fear and do it. Because you know what? Every experience that you may have gone through life, it's all a part of your potential, and it's all a part of getting you ready for where you are right now so you could tackle the big things. That big is not bad. It will enable you not to look at things as being so big that they frighten you, but you will begin to be like David did with the giant. He looked at it with Goliath. He looked at him and said, "Who is this Philistine?" Because in David's eyes, the giant was small. And the giant was small because David knew the God that he served. And so you knowing the God that you serve as a marketplace influencer, what happens is that those giants in your life, they begin to become smaller. The tasks, the assignments that you are given, it becomes smaller because when you team up with God and you know that God is going to be right there with you every step of the way, providing you the wisdom that you need, the knowledge, the understanding that you need, providing you with mentors and counselors to help you go through this process. And so you have to believe in the potential. And when you believe that your potential can be unlocked, and that's when the doors of opportunities open. Wisdom opens the doors of opportunity. So all you have to do is take that key and turn it. And when you begin to turn the key of wisdom into every door of opportunity, a lot of the fear that you are experiencing that's preventing you from doing what you know you need to do, and it will cause you to say, I can brave the unknown. I don't care what's behind that door, but I know that with me and God, we will be able to tackle it, and God will be able to take me to that place. So you also want to look at the fact that your potential is behind the unknown. And the more you go past the doors that appear to be locked, the more you're going to fulfill your potential. You know, it takes determination and it takes perseverance to break through obstacles, you know, and you have to understand that on your way to realizing that I'm going to brave the unknown. It's not too big for me. This assignment is not too big for me, but I'm going to be able to walk through this assignment. I'm going to be able to do this assignment. I'm going to be able to be successful in this assignment. And the more you begin to walk past it, the more you begin to tackle it, the more you begin to encounter it, the more you begin to do what you need to do, your fear is going to dissipate, and you will not become so consumed with the fear that you lose sight of what you really want to do. So these are some of the things. Diligence, you've got to have a spirit of diligence, because diligence gives you the perseverance to do whatever you need to do every single day. And that's what diligence does. It gives you the ability to have the perseverance to do what you need to do every single day, regardless of your feeling, because it's not about a feeling. You know, if Christopher Columbus had a feeling and he all of a sudden he found himself in the middle of nowhere, everywhere he looked, it was nothing but water. There's no way that he ever would have been able to do to be as successful as he was in doing what he did. It's just absolutely no way. And it's the same with you. That same premise applies to what you're doing. We want to look at how well versed are you in doing what you need to do. You know, many of the time the task that comes to us, when we begin to know that we studied, that we've done what our due diligence, that we've done exactly what we need to do, it lessens that amount of fear on us. So when you've done your due diligence, when you are tackling it, when you are making sure that everything that you are doing, that you are getting the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge that you need in order for you to be successful, I know for a fact there's no way that Christopher Columbus could have set sail not knowing exactly or having an inkling of all everything he needed to take on that trip. Preparation is going to be key, and the more you are prepared in order for you to brave the unknown and to tackle the big task in your life and in your career, in your profession, in your business, the more preparation that you can do, that's going to help you out a lot. because you're going to gain the confidence that you need in order for you to say, you know what, I know that I can do this. And I know that, you know, it's nothing that I can't do. And, you know, the Word of God tells us that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So when you begin to understand that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you, then you're moving past that place of saying, well, I don't know what's behind there. Because one thing you know that the one that you are walking with, God, he knows what's behind there. He knows what's behind every door. He knows what's behind every encounter. That's why he says that I have given you an open door. He opens doors that no man can shut. And if he tells you to walk through that open door, he has prepared you for this assignment in order for you to be successful. And so you have to realize that as a marketplace influencer, you are walking with God and you have his Holy Spirit inside of you that's going to give you the information you need when you need it, but also going to enable you to prepare, to study and prepare and get yourself ready in order for you to be able to tackle the task, in order for you to be able to do the task. So all of these things are important. All of these things come into play. And so as you are looking to say, okay, well, what can I do? You got to have the right motivation. What is your right motivation? What is your motivation for doing it? Are you doing it just to get notoriety, or are you doing it because there's a stirring and a passion inside of you? And it does make a difference, because if you're doing something, either you're doing it for somebody else or you're not doing it because you really know that this is what you're going to be doing, you're not going to be successful. And it's going to be hard to brave the unknown because you don't really have that passion that will drive you to move past the unknown. And so as long as you're doing it for the right reason, make sure your motives are intact. Make sure that the reason you're doing it is not so much that you're saying, well, Joe Blow did it or Jane Blow did it, so if they can do it, I can do it. I can remember writing this book, and I wrote it primarily for my family. But what prompted me to do it was my nephew had written a book. And I looked at his book, and I was like, it was just amazing because every page was saying the same thing. And he was selling his book for $10, but he had the confidence to sell that book for $10. But I remember saying that, this was my nephew-in-law saying that if he can write a book, I know I can write a book. And I edited his book and I was like, oh, this book is just not good. And, but yet he was selling, he sold his book, and he can say that he's a published author because he had a book. He was willing to step out into the unknown. But the thing I want to say is you cannot do something because somebody else is doing it. You have to do it because you know that God is prompting you to do it. Because when you walk in the divineness of the divineness on the path that God is orchestrating for you, then you will be able to do a thing that you didn't think that you can do, and you will be able to do it well. You will be able to brave whatever is the unknown, and you say, you know what, no matter what, I'm going to do it. You can close your eyes and do it well because you're doing it for the right reasons. You have the right motivation. So what is your motivation for doing it? And you have to always ask yourself this: what is my motivation for accomplishing this? What is causing me to go that extra mile? And these are the things that you always have to ask yourself. What is my motivation? What is your motivation? What's your motivation to say that, you know I can do this, I'm going the extra mile, I'm going to do whatever it takes? What is your motivation? And if you don't know what your motivation is, believe me, you're going to be lost. You're going to be clueless in Cluelessville. I'm telling you that right now. You're going to be clueless in Cluelessville, and you are not going to be able to garner what God has given you, and you're not going to be able to experience that success. And you definitely want to be able to experience that success. That's what it's all about, is that you want to be successful in everything that you do, and you want to be able that in the process of your being successful, that you're going to be able to tap into a wellspring of knowledge, and you're going to be able to expand your sphere of influence. And you're going to be able to go to places and experience things that a lot of people won't be able to go and they won't be able to experience, because you have tapped into this wellspring of what God has for you. And, you know, as long as you are afraid, as long as you come up with a lot of excuses that prevent you from moving and going and doing what God has called for you to do, you are not going to be successful. You are not going to be able to go to that next level. You are not going to be experiencing the fullness of the success that God has for you. So you have to come to your own resolve and say that, yeah, I look at this assignment and sometimes it seems like it's enormous, but I know I can do it. And I want to tell you something else. If you don't place such bigness on the assignment and act like the assignment is bigger than you, you can tackle it. And one way of tackling it is tackling your assignments in small nuggets. You know, when you begin to do it in small nuggets, begin to happen. And with each step you go, each step is a nugget. And so with each step, you get closer to your ultimate goal. It is the goals within the goals that takes you to that place. And every time you have a success, it bolsters your confidence to go to that next level and know that you can do the impossible and know that you will be able to accomplish everything that God has envisioned for you to accomplish, that it will happen, and it will happen sooner than you think. But all in all, everything is working out for your good. And I'm telling you, sometimes it may appear as though that everything is dried up, that things have been taken off from up under you. But I'm telling you right now that you will succeed and you will be successful and you will go to that next level. Without question, you will go to that next level and you will be able to experience the wealthy life that you envision. And wealth is more than just It's just more than the money. The money is a component of it, but it is knowing that you have peace, that you have joy, that you have the happiness, that you have great family relationships. You know, it's encompassing in everything. And believe me, when you have a peace about what you're doing and you're able to brave the unknown and you're able to just step out and do it, who knows? You may be the next person that invent the cure for cancer if you're a scientist. But I'm saying that to say that, you know, don't put the limits on yourself. If you feel as though God has given you an assignment, and even though it may seem like it's too big, with God it's not. And so when you team up with him, because there's nothing too hard for God, there's nothing too impossible for God. He is the God of impossibilities, and you're teaming up with him in everything that you do. And when you do that, it means that you are going to be propelled to a success that you never thought possible. And it is, and you do have the ability to do that. You do have the ability to go that extra step, to do what you need to do, to get done what you need to get done. You have that ability. I think one of the things that even when you look at most explorers, they had to just do it. You have to do it when the naysayers are saying, oh, you can't do that. And believe me, can I tell you, you're going to have the they-says, the they-nayers. All they do is look at the gloom and doom, and all they have to tell you is that, well, you can't do that. You can't do that. How you think you're going to do that? And you know what? You have to not listen to them. You have to shut them out. And when the process of you shutting them out, you will be able to succeed and you will be able to go to that next level. And I know that for sure, that you will be able to go to the next level and you will be able to succeed. It's just a matter of silencing their voices and not allowing their voices of nays to supersede your voice and God's voice of yays. So you want to walk in the yays of God and not the nays of others, because the nays of others, they really don't know what you can do. And yes, you're going to need people who support you, but those that don't support you, you really don't need to be a part of them. You need to let it go. If they're not supporting you, you need to let it go. And you don't need to, you know, to be a part of it, but you need to let it go. And so you want to just say to yourself, you know, if I did something before, I can do it again. So if you know that you were successful in something before that you had done, you had faced it. Initially, you thought it was too big, but you took the time, you faced it, you got it done. If you did it before, you can do it again. If you can have that same bravery before, you will have that same bravery again in order for you to step into the unknown and to do whatever you need to do and get it done. And that's why you build on your testimony. You know, we overcome by the words of our testimonies. Our testimonies give us the strength to keep moving because we have a barometer in which to look at and say, oh, I can do this. I know I can do this. And I know in the process of doing this that it can be accomplished. And you know that you will be successful. Success will be yours every time. It definitely will be yours every time. Because you have a point of reference that lets you know that I can go to the next step. I can go that extra mile. I know I can do this. And I know in the process of doing this that I will be able to accomplish this. And I will be able to accomplish even more than this. And so those are some of the things that you have to look at and that you have to be aware of, that I will be able to accomplish it. I will be able to do it. I know I can. I know I can. I know I can. You move from a place of I think I can to a place of I know I can. And when you know that you can, you will do it. Believe me. When you get to that place of I know I can, then you move out of the place of I think I can into the place of I know I can. So in spite of and nevertheless, these are the things that God is doing and preparing you for. And you are prepared. You are more equipped than you ever thought possible. In whatever the assignment is, you are more equipped than you ever thought possible. I also want to say this. If you are doing the same thing and you're getting the same result, they look at that as being insanity. Rethink what you're doing. Don't just get prepared with old methodologies. Don't just use old methods of doing things. Be prepared in order for you to do some new things, to embrace some new things. The old things are not going to bring you the type of success that you need. You can build on them, but don't just rely on them like you relied on them before, where they really broaden your reach. They really took you into another place. You're going to have to use some new methods, and you're going to have to not be afraid of using these new methods. Stop doing the same old thing and expecting better results. You're going to get the same results. Tweak whatever you're doing along the way. Tweak it, because sometimes you may look up and you say, I think I have gotten to the wrong spot. This is not where I need to be. Tweak it, get yourself back together, and you just say, let me move on. And that's what you have to do. But don't keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. Be willing to dive deep. Be willing to come up with some new strategies and new ways of doing things in order to have a fresh perspective. It may be doing some of the same things that you've done in the past, but put a new dress on it. You know, it may have a blue dress on, put a red dress on it. Dress it up differently in order that people will begin to embrace it and that they will begin to accept it. So dress it up differently. Make sure that when you dress it up, that it will get what you need. So I just want to say this as we are preparing to end our session. I want to say this. I want you to know that if you begin to look at the big things and allowing the big things or perceived things that are big to take control of you and to overwhelm you, you're not going to be successful. You're going to look them straight in the face. You're going to do your due diligence. You're going to prepare. You're not going to keep doing the same things over and over, and they're not bringing you the success that you need, but you must do a new thing. You're going to create new alliances. There are some people in your life, they're going to be taken out, and that's okay. But they won't have the same roles that they have had in the past, and you just have to be ready to move forward and to go into that place where you need to go. And everything's going to work out. Everything's going to work out for your good. Everything's going to work out in your favor. All you have to do is know that you are doing exactly what you need to do in order for you to be successful. And don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. Big isn't bad. Big is a good thing. because big is going to take you to another level. Big is going to catapult you into another level. So don't be afraid of the big. Brave the big so you can brave the unknown, so you can experience the success that God envisioned for you. And that's what that's where you want to go. You want to be able to live out that success, to be successful. So you have to say, big isn't bad, and I know I can brave the unknown. And in the process of braving the unknown, I'm going to experience the success that I desire. I am so glad that you came and joined us on this afternoon. And I do hope that the words that were spoken, that they have inspired you to face the big things in your life, because big isn't bad, and to brave the unknown, and you will experience success that you never thought possible. Definitely keep us apprised of what you're doing. We want to hear from you. Go to our website.